This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Back here at K108, 1080 on the AM dial. It's 5 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour, starting off with Miles Davis this morning. It's the Carol Cox Show for a Sunday morning, the final Sunday in August, finally. We're coming into September. And this morning, Carol has a guest in the studio, Michael Ostendorf. Yes, Carol.
All righty. Good morning and aloha, everyone. Good morning, Mike. All righty. I was quite excited. Last week we left things sitting in limbo here. I had a couple other topics I was going to talk about, but we will be getting to those probably not today regarding Mr. DeJus, Councilman DeJus for Congress with the uniform on. For those of you out there that had some sniping remarks to me, just be forewarned, I have a very thin skin. And I like to respond, but I respond in a sensible and legal way. So just be forewarned. And all that cheerleading squad for Mr. DeJus, just make sure you're right. Okay. Last week we talked, we had Jennifer Kishimori from the OSPCA, who did an excellent job in assisting Mr. Norman Payne, the late Bunny Payne's husband, in rescuing, I use the term rescuing, in placing and finding homes for the animals that they were housing at their property out there at Waianae. And a great deal. I think that when we show display behavior of caring for animals, that's worth it regardless. But some sinister things have popped up here that bothers me. And that is why I ask Mike, and as a result, as we go on through the show, you'll hear, where we have concerns that others attempted or assisted OSPCA, but they came with some bad ideas and bad intentions, and I want to share those with you. And as a result of that, their behavior has led to the potential, the referral of this matter to the city prosecutor's office by the Hawaiian Humane Society to prosecute Mr. Payne. And Mr. Payne has since retained the services of Mr. Ostendorf as legal representation. So, Mike, what is this all about now? I mean, I'm concerned personally that the OSPCA invited, which is good. Everybody went in to do good, and the HHUS assisted them while never telling them, them being the OSPCA, and the information we have, that they were going to be there documenting without a search warrant and taking video and photographs and handing it back over their shoulders to the Humane Society of Hawaii, the Hawaiian Humane Society, and also have actually signed and filed an affidavit speaking to the criminal prosecution. So could you give us some...
I think it actually goes back much further than that. I think what we're dealing with here is a difference in philosophy when it comes to running animal shelters. Barney Pang never believed in running an animal shelter that also would euthanize. You know, you might look at it as a hospice where you get to live out your last days as an animal, as a dog or a cat or a duck or a bird, without immediately hitting the pile for the incinerator like the Humane Society. You know, Humane Society subscribes to the philosophy, just after a certain time or moment in an animal's life, let's euthanize the animal, let's kill the animal, and send it over to an incinerator. Now, there's people in this world who don't believe in that. They believe that you should be able, or the animal should be able to live out its old days in peace and die in a natural environment. She had 15 kennels out there, which were beautifully kept, professional kennels, clean, supplying water. There was plenty food out there. I mean, the conditions were just excellent. And anybody who wants to take a look at it now can still see that the conditions were excellent. I mean, you know, if you want to not help an animal, why would you be buying food in the first place? Another reason why she was quite popular is she wouldn't ask for money. Mm-hmm. You know, the Humane Society has this spiel about, or standard donations. Well, a donation is what it is. It's a donation. I mean, we don't have standard donations. And a lot of people are afraid to turn in the animals at the Humane Society because they're going to be asked for a donation. And unless they can show some hardship, the Humane Society is pretty good at convincing people to make sure you give a donation. Now, a lot of people have serious concerns because they're wondering now, is my donation big enough? You know, I mean, does the size of my donation now make the determination how long they're going to care for my animal?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why Barney out in Waianae was running this nonprofit organization, Animal Haven, and she was quite successful at it. A lot of people dropped off their animals on a daily basis, would come by. So, you know, I find it amazing that the Humane Society of Hawaii believes there were violations when all these years, 20 years, not a single complaint was filed by anyone but the Humane Society,
mm-hmm.
which they did back then in 1995. And a court, basically she was acquitted of the charges. There was
right.
no cruelty. Which brings me to the other subject matter here now with OSPCA, how did they get involved? Well, it's my understanding that when Barney passed away, that it was just too much for Norman by himself because, you know, that was her full-time job.
Right.
He still works. He works for the state. So he couldn't keep up, and there were volunteers, too. They were just missing
mm-hmm.
Barney. And so he asked OSPCA for help, who in turn asked the Humane Society of the U.S. for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him to surrender all the animals. They made him sign paperwork that, you know, okay, from now on, we are the only ones who will take care of the animals, and you can't do nothing.
Right.
There's nothing you can do. Don't touch him. Don't feed him. Do nothing.
Right.
And then they promptly took off for 4 or 5 days. I believe they came back on the fifth day. Now, there's automatic water feeders out there, so all the animal has to do is nuzzle the water, but, you know, some of them have buckets for water. And so nobody of the Humane Society of the U.S., the national one, bothered for 4 days to feed the animals, to provide them with water, or to clean the kennel.
Right.
Now, on the fifth day, they promptly came back with the video cameras. And we believe that they did this on purpose, that they neglected the animals on purpose so that they could show now kennels that were filthy, animals with fecal matter inside the kennel,
mm-hmm.
to get themselves a better shot so that they could call it a rescue mission and use it for fundraising efforts. So it's them, in fact,
mm-hmm.
who if you know, if there was anything that was out of the ordinary that caused it. It's my understanding some of the volunteers even had to snuck back to feed the animals or feed them some.
Right.
But I was against the orders of the Humane Society of the U.S. and the Hawaii Humane Society, because it's my understanding they had a meeting, and whatever the U.S. Humane Society did, it did at the direction of the Hawaii Humane Society.
Right. And I have actually confirmed that they did have a meeting. I spoke to Keone Vaughn of the Humane Society, Hawaiian Humane Society, and he actually confirmed that they had a meeting, and that OSPCA, who was actually invited by Mr. Payne to offer assistance, was excluded from that meeting. And we had the Honolulu Police Department, Dr. Becky Rhodes, and others from the Hawaiian Humane Society orchestrating with the Humane Society of the United States to circumvent and surreptitiously record, photograph, and videotape the scene there at the Payne's property. And yet, they're now moving. And by the way, now, Ms. Payne passed, I think, on the 13th of July. The 15th, he relinquished the animals. So imagine you having to deal with a legal being told by the media that you're going to be legally charged and you haven't had a chance to even grieve your spouse's passing. Or you, there are many things in the way. And he put these animals... If he was neglecting these animals, he would have put himself first. But instead, on the obviously they came on the 15th to start to sign him up. So he immediately took an action, even while faced with the situation with his wife and the passing of his wife. We got a call here from Pam. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Carol. I just wanted to say up front that I personally feel very, very sorry for Norman Pang. This man, I mean, who would want their rights violated, you know, evidence gathered and not even having time for a funeral or even to grieve? And my quick statement is that I hope that this turns out to be an eye-opener for the people of Hawaii, and they can't trust the HHS or the national organization, HSUS.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, when it comes back to, you know, you said he only had 2 days to grieve for his wife. At the point, he already called in for help.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why he did it is because the animals they take are not just only the beautiful ones and the cuddly ones, and you can put them up for adoption, neuter, spay them, and send them right back out on the market. No, she's one, a shelter of last resort. For instance, there was one dog that was shown in a promotional video. Well, actually, it was four of them that someone just literally basically had thrown over the fence. Three of them passed away, even though she tried her best to take care of them. The fourth one was recovering and actually was doing better and was on its road to recovery. Now, some organizations don't like to spend that kind of money. They don't like to spend the time. So in all reality, that dog would have hit the pile on the way to the incinerator because they just euthanize it. Well, that's not Bonnie's philosophy. So she's trying her best. Now, when someone comes in, I mean, I'll give you an analogy. That's like the police department going into the emergency room at Queens, finding a man on a gurney who obviously needs help, and they come in and say, okay, you did this.
I mean,
you can't just come in and say this is a moment in time.
Right.
You're going to have to see what was before. What was the state of the dog, and how much has this dog recuperated? And, you know, and if you have limited financial resources, you got to do the best with what you have. I mean, it's just like in the field when you have triage. So, you know, you've got to make decisions. Other societies, what they do is they believe right away, well, you know, this is a certain dollar amount, euthanize.
Right.
But is that what the owner actually wanted?
Well, you know, last week we talked briefly about it and all excited about the good things that were being done here. And someone called after the show and shared with me that I should look up the frequently asked questions that the Hawaiian Humane Society had posted. And basically, some of the they submit them as questions, but I have some suspicion that no one actually wrote these questions. This is consistent with the scheme to set up this, to make the Paings look as villains. But it asks, why wasn't the Hawaiian Humane Society involved in this rescue when hundreds of animals were involved? We have the resources and expertise to help with the large-scale rescues. The groups involved did not want our help. We did provide them with crates, ID tags, and supplies. Now, further down, they then go, what is the status of the Hawaiian Humane Society's investigation? Now, they weren't invited, and they say there were no complaints ever, but yet, somehow, they have an investigation. And they go further, the prosecuting attorney will decide whether or not to pursue charges because community groups did not allow us to collect our own evidence, and the inhumane living conditions were wiped clean with evidence removed. The quality of the case may be compromised. Now, my background in as a citizen and in law enforcement, this is, for me, it suggests entrapment, because if you know that you're giving them crates and tags and supplies to clean up the area and to ship out the animals, how could you possibly come back and say and blame them for interfering and cleaning up the evidence if, in fact, they provided the tags and all? So there was this masterful scheme that they apparently felt that nobody would go and detect this. So you being an attorney, what do you say about this?
Let me take a look at it.
Yeah. But, you know, that is, there are many, many issues
well,
here.
I'm not sure what inhumane living conditions were wiped clean with evidence removed.
Mm-hmm.
The kennels are still there. Just as the way they are set up, there's mm-hmm. nothing you could remove. If there were any inhumane living conditions, then it would be apparent from, you know, just looking at them right now.
Right.
I mean, there's clean bedding provided for the animals. I mean, I've seen them with my own eyes. I'm not too sure what they I think this is just inflammatory language to make a case that somehow they did something mm-hmm. to make them feel good, but inhumane living conditions were wiped clean with evidence removed. Well, I noticed one thing, that the entire dog food, all the, but for a little bit of amount, somebody took tons of food out of there.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the evidence, yeah, well, you know, then that would show that somebody actually was doing something.
Well, you know, the nerve to say that the evidence was wiped clean, how would you possibly know that the evidence was wiped clean if, in fact, you weren't invited and you were not there?
Well, actually, their people were out there. I mean,
right.
The U.S. Humane Society, or the Humane Society of the U.S., was out there, it's my understanding, at the direction of the Hawaii Humane Society. I mean, they had a meeting, or maybe more than one meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that Keone Vaughn, you said
mm-hmm.
his name was?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That he somehow was making a determination if a warrant, a search warrant, is necessary or is not necessary.
Right.
I mean, he was orchestrating the whole thing out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also, why was the Humane Society from Kauai involved? I mean,
right, and I'm suspect of that because Dr. Rhodes was actually involved in the 1995 case. I'll call it a case, but from my knowledge and reading on it, the judge dismissed it because the integrity of the evidence and many other issues were flawed and seriously flawed. But on their website, the Humane Society, Hawaiian Humane Society, I mean, they're so careless. They say that neither the Humane Society nor any other organization can enter someone's property, residence, without permission, probable cause, or a search warrant. Well, they did just that by having the Humane Society of the United States to go in and serve as agents of them. And that, as I've understood, is not legal. It's not consistent with the Constitution. But going further, in 1995, we rescued hundreds of sick and diseased animals from, quote, Animal Haven. But the case against them was dismissed by a judge. Just the cavalier behavior. It was dismissed by a judge. What a shame. I mean, as if the judge, just someone who's driving by the streets one day on River Road and says, we have a case. Would you like to come and be the judge of this? And not informed, not having any knowledge of law, not presiding over any other cases, just dismiss this case.
Well, I guess they're trying to kind of imply a cavalier attitude. That, you know, on the other hand, you got to remember, every time they use this language, we rescued.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to a hospice situation. Mm-hmm. You can walk into any hospice on this island and claim you're rescuing these people. Well, yes, because they're dying. But mm-hmm. what are you rescuing from? I mean, you know, they went there in the first place because they needed help. They needed care. Some of them are never going to leave the hospice. That's by the mere definition. I mean, you know, it's people joke about it, you know, coming out of the front door anymore. But the bottom line is, if you go into an environment such like a hospice and animal haven, you must find animal in need of care.
Right.
Because by the very nature of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Carol Cox Show, and you can call in if you have any questions or remarks. We welcome all sorts and from all angles. 524-1080, and you can pick up a lot of this on carolcox.com, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Cox, C-O-X.com. I have Norman Payne on the phone. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Norman.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm listening to the program, and you guys are really hitting on the nail on the head.
Well,
and, just to reiterate some stuff, yeah, it was a really disappointing after effect to find out that the Humane Society of the United States provided documentation as to the conditions over here and turned it around to make it a bad situation. Really, it wasn't a bad situation. If my wife didn't pass away, nobody would know about this. Nobody would know anything, and there would be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But because I couldn't handle it, and I truly couldn't handle it, I asked for help. And the help came in the form of a phone call from a lady named Kelly, and she asked me if they could help me. And I told them, you know, you use the word help, and that's just like, a God-sent message to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I accepted their assistance, and they came down on a Wednesday, and they looked over the property, and the representative, Miss Inga Gibson, was also present. And what happened is that they looked at everything, and they said they can help me. The word help is used again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, fine. Okay, what are you guys going to do as far as the word help? You know, they said, we'll take all the animals, but you have to surrender it. So they presented me this form that basically states that I give up all my rights now and forever to any claims to the animals, which I said, fine. Are there any financial stipulations attached to this? And they said, no. So I voluntarily surrendered the animals to them. And they started to plan on how they were going to remove the animals to their facility in Kapolei. So basically, I was under the impression that this was a good thing that was happening. But now it turns out to be
nightmare.
Big mess.
A nightmare, it seems.
Yes, that's the correct word for it. It's a nightmare. Because, it's like, They told me to my face that they were helping me, and when I asked the person who was filming everything that is this going to be used as evidence against me in any way, and he told me no, this is a training film. And I asked the head man for the Humane Society of the United States, Mr. Scotland Paisley.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him, is that true? Is this going to be a training film? He said, oh, yeah, we're going to use it nationally to show other groups how to go about doing rescues. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why they were allowed to continue to film and take pictures.
So you would have, if you'd have known that they were there conducting an investigation and trying to prosecute you, you would have told them no, right? Go get a search warrant or what have you.
That's correct, and they would have gotten a size 12 boot up their rear end, too. You know, that's really underhanded, and you know, you can get all the nasty words you want to use as far as to describe what they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those words would be all applicable.
I just want to point out the reason why Norman was suspicious and would say, you know, is this going to be used against me? Because mm-hmm. he is familiar with the Humane Society of Hawaii's tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife spent a lot of time and money having to defend themselves the first time around mm-hmm. when there was really no allegation.
Right.
So he was always leery of, you know, because he knew they were going to take a second bite at the apple as soon as they have a chance.
Yeah.
Because I know he uses the word rescue, but... Again, I'd like to emphasize, there was nothing to be rescued.
That's true.
They could have just used the facility.
They were just going to help me to care for the animals since I was not able to do so.
Adopt them out. And
yes, adopt them out, check them out as far as medically to make sure they were in good health and everything. And, you know, this is like Mr. Austin's office says, like Mike says, that it's a hospice. You know, the animals come here in a worse condition. And we try to do as best we can
mm-hmm.
for them within our means, yeah?
Right.
And they're allowed to live out their lives, and, you know, they got food, water, and everything. My wife gives them their vaccinations and stuff like that. And we spend a lot of money on stuff like that
mm-hmm.
to care for these animals. But, you know, it's basically a thankless job, you know?
Well, I'll thank you, and I've known Bunny, and I'd share with the... listeners out there that Bunny Payne lived in fear 24/7, and I spoke with her on numerous occasions, and she was afraid that the Hawaiian Humane Society was lying in wait for her to make a misstep or even anything that they could fabricate. These were her exact words, and she was concerned, and I share her concerns and understand. And speaking of that video that they shot there, now, Keone Vaughn tells me that the video that was shot by Scotland Hazley of the Humane Society of the United States was provided to him,
mm-hmm.
To the Hawaiian Humane Society, and pictures, and a signed affidavit of a complaint to the prosecutor's office while he told you they were just there to make a training video. But then if you look on their website, the Humane Society of the United States, you will find that video is there, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted that they would be willing to go. And here they came to help, and it's a training film, and you would think that to come and make an assistance in helping you and OSPCA, the video starts off. This is what they call paradise. To these animals, they have never known paradise, but certainly will at the end of the day. We are in Hawaii, and then another comment. We are in Hawaii on a hoarding situation. The guy sounds like he was a straight out character out of Deliverance, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you listen to that, you know, and we are seeing hoarding conditions. These are statements from this, quote, training video.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of mange, internal and external parasites. Now, I don't know if they had done any sampling of stool samplings or blood samples or anything of these animals, but just for the sake of the video, they wanted to portray this. And conditions were pretty rough, it says. They were emaciated, both internal and external parasites, eye discharge, and then aggression, group housing, a hoarding situation. Running loose in packs.
No.
Yeah, fair guess. That one dog got attacked. And then the other one, the young lady says, very dehydrated. And then and one guy goes, is this a former shell of a dog? Eaten alive. You know.
Mm.
And
you know, they have to embellish everything to suit their needs. And, of course, that's what they did.
Right.
And, you know, like I say, there was no cause, as far as I knew, of any complaints made against me or Animal Haven. And that's why the Humane Society did not come themselves. Mm-hmm. If there was a complaint on this place, they would have been here with all their trucks and everything, banging on the door. That's how they operate. They intimidate everybody, and they create a fearful situation where my wife was in a state of depression and shock over what happened in 1995, and she never recovered from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's how mean they are. They are mean people. They're not good, nice people like they try to portray themselves to be. You know, it's a social club. You know, it's not a club for the benefit of the animals. What animals are they benefiting? You know? They got millions of dollars in the bank. They don't do anything with it except live off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a shame that a society like that is allowed to run the programs over here for animal control. They should be eliminated. And they should be kicked off that hill on Wailea Avenue.
And any one of you out there, you listeners, who are subjected to this at any given time, very little constraints on the Hawaiian Humane Society, and this is a turf war. I'm surprised that the OSPCA was able to get going and get established, but what it seems like, while knocking you off, Mr. Payne,
mm-hmm.
they will also dirty the name of OSPCA, so they, you know, two birds with one stone. But look at this statement on their website, the Hawaiian Humane Society. Because of our past history of investigating the owners of animal havens for cruelty to animals, we were not welcome on their property. Well, no joke. The complainant has since come, I'm sorry, let me clarify that. No complaint has come forward with enough information to secure a search warrant. That
true.
Now, that was on their site after they had gone and surreptitiously and snuck man stab you in the back to record you and videotape you and give, and they put this up there.
That's what I'm saying. They
and
are
yet,
very devious people. They will twist and turn everything to their benefit so that they get the publicity, they get the donations from their stooges, I call them stooges,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they operate. That's how they operated for the last 10, 20 years.
Well, there's,
you know, as long as Pam Burns is there, that's how they continue to operate.
Well, but it's my understanding, for instance, a lot of bird lovers, if they find injured birds, do not go to the Humane Society because they know they're going to be killed, immediately killed.
That's true.
And so, you know, I mean, if they make the allegation there's 200 birds out at Animal Haven, well, yeah, because you help them. You let them run around. You
mm-hmm.
won't kill them. So, you know, I think it's the deceit,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, you have the image you're there to help. You're the Humane Society. And then, you know, you drop your animal off, and the next thing you know is you maybe want to come back and visit, and, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ashes.
There you go. They have their own facility to do their incineration, and that thing is continually burning. You can see the heat coming out of the stack.
Well, you know, not changing the subject, but in the same vein, Mike and Norman, here's another question. They represent these, present them as questions from some anonymous, they don't name the party. I personally doubt that these were actual questions. This is padding the books for them. I heard the rescue groups on the news say that there was no point to charging the abuser with cruelty. Then it goes, why should he be allowed to get away with murder? Norman, how does that leave you? I share with the public. I mean, are you an abuser, and did you murder anything?
No. Never did. Never will. You know, that's why, you know, Mr. Cox, I keep saying, they'll twist and turn, they'll make me look like an ogre, and they'll, you know, just try to discredit me in any way that they can. You know, I served in the military for 31 years. I went to Vietnam. I served there, you know, faithfully. What have they done for our country and anything? You know, they have done nothing but abuse people. And I say that again, we abuse people
mm-hmm.
that don't comply with their philosophy. and that's got to change.
It will change, as we've had enough here. And here's they go on to say, at the Hawaiian Humane Society, we don't believe anyone should ever get away with neglect and cruelty. Animal Haven was a nonprofit that promoted itself as a no-kill shelter in which animals were found dead or dying on the property. Photo and video evidence document the living conditions and animals that died in their cages on the property before the rescue workers cleaned up the scene.
The rescue workers didn't clean up anything.
Both the husband and the wife were officers of the nonprofit organization. They basically demonized you and anyone else. And Mike, what's with this? How does one regain their integrity after such statements such as this?
It's almost impossible. I mean, it's just like you're the Good Samaritan. You go to the scene. You help someone in a car accident, and now all of a sudden you're the one that caused it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to help. You know, so, and when it comes to having to clean up, there was nothing to clean up. And that footage they show, one ought to actually look at it because it does look like a beautiful animal shelter. And if there was any feces on the ground inside the kennels, it's because they didn't allow anyone to go in for 4 days to clean.
So
it's just that simple. If anyone is an abuser that should be charged with cruelty, it should be the Humane Society of the U.S. for not going in.
Mm-hmm.
For trying to stage
right.
this scene. This is what they really did. They're trying to use it as a fundraising tool, and the conditions were too good.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they neglected the animals for 4 or 5 days so that they would have set the stage.
Mm-hmm. And then it is clear, I've spoken with Keone, and he acknowledged that they met behind closed doors with the Honolulu Police Department representative.
Yeah,
so,
intimidation,
so,
yeah.
So clearly getting the how do we get this evidence? And here's one of the things that struck me in the interview with Keone Vaughn. He attempted or alluded to the fact, well, we got some of this information from the website. Well, you see what happened, they were going to do an old okie dokie type trick. Well, what we'll do, we'll post a video on our website at the HHUS. And then what you guys can do, Hawaiian Humane Society, you can just stumble up on it and then see it and then initiate your investigation. Well, the problem is they've already stated there was no complaints or were no complaints. And these also acknowledge now that they sat behind closed doors and orchestrated this to surreptitiously. But he said it was a moral reason they had to do this. They didn't order the HHUS to do it. It was just a moral obligation that the two entities had if they were to see something. But why did they exclude OSPCA? Now, we have Jennifer from the OSPCA on. And Mike, you were going to have a comment then?
No.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. We, as the Oahu SPCA, went in with the intention of helping the animals. It's all about the animals. It had nothing to do with criminal investigation and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We just, he said, I need help to take care of the animals. Can you help us? And, of course, that's what we're about, is helping the animals. And it became this political nightmare for all of us, myself included. Now that I've been banned from the Hawaiian Humane Society, that just shows how they choose not to work with other groups. I was not included in any of these meetings that they had with HPD and HSUS, which I still to this day don't understand. But my intention was to help animals, period.
Mm-hmm. And I do still applaud you, and I don't know. I would feel like I'd been abused if I was you, that someone wrote in on the back of my goodness to help and share and helping Mr. Pang, and they came in like snakes lying in the grass, laying waiting to eat your young. So, Jennifer, how does people contact you? Because that program is still ongoing out there, and you need all the help you can get. I mean, honest help, not the ones that's going to...
We still need volunteers. I honestly don't know how Bonnie Pang did it. We have, a whole slew of us that are volunteering, taking care of the animals on a daily basis. It's a lot of work, And I think anybody that has an animal shelter can tell you, even after you clean the scene the next morning, it looks like you haven't touched it. So even in a, you know, a 12-hour period, it looks like it's not spotless for natural for that type of, you know, animal care. You go to the Hawaiian Humane Society in the morning, their kennels look just like ours. It, you know, you have to be diligent, keeping them clean and so forth. I was not on the paying property prior to this, so I don't know how the conditions were. But we went in days after she had passed away. So, of course, it's not going to be pristine by that point. And again, I, as I said, you know, I don't know how one person could care for that many animals and care for them. You know, just, I mean, it's a 24/7 job.
Well, let me ask you something, Jennifer. When they took the video, they being the Humane Society of the United States, when they took the video and photographs and gave a signed affidavit to the Humane Society, the Hawaiian Humane Society, did they share any of that with you? Did they inform you that they were doing this and that they were surreptitiously recording and taping and documenting for criminal complaint?
When they were videotaping, I asked what they were doing, and I was informed that they were documenting the animals so we have an inventory. So every animal was... I was not told this would be turned over for criminal investigation. In fact, when I was on property, Scotland himself, who was the HSUS main contact, said, this isn't a criminal case. And he said that those words came out of his mouth. So I was shocked to find out he supplied an affidavit to the prosecuting attorney's office.
You were broken up a little bit, and I think I, and we've spoken. Scotland Hazley, which is one of the directors, I don't know his exact title, but he's high up there at the supervisory level for the Hawaii, for the Humane Society of the United States, at Mr. Payne's property, told you firsthand that this was not a criminal investigation or criminal site?
This is not a criminal site. It's Scotland is a senior director of emergency services with HSUS.
Okay, and he's...
And then, so I was surprised that I didn't know what was going on. I kind of was blindsided here. I mean, our purpose, again, was to help the animals, and the politics involved just became a nightmare.
Well, I'm hopefully, I know there's many of you out there have opinions whether Bonnie was right or wrong or Norman's a good guy, a bad guy, but I can say this. I don't know that. I can't reconstruct that, and it's not my interest. What my interest is when good people do good things and snakes slither in with them, I'm looking to behead the snakes. And so any of you out there that want to engage in the sideline discussions, you'll have to take it somewhere else. Violating the rights of others, disrespecting the mere fact that this man's wife has passed and he hasn't even had a chance to grieve, and they're lying there talking about prosecuting him. You're talking about inhumane treatment. What about people?
Well, what's kind of important is that she just said that Scotland from the Humane Society of the U.S.
Right.
When he went to the facility, didn't think anything was wrong. I mean, he was just looking at a normal kennel, and he was just inventorying the animals. I mean, his mindset wasn't even thinking that there's a crime or that there's any abuse.
Right.
So only when the information is being shared with Hawaii Humane Society.
Right.
And that's when it all of a sudden, you know, I mean, that's when the spin comes on it, like she said. That's when the politics set in. So it seems like all the so-called first responders or whoever went out to the property thought nothing was wrong.
Right.
They're just looking at a regular animal shelter. I find that amazing. So, that, well, politics.
Well, I equate it to this, Mike. You're a police officer. You get a call that someone has been shot. You arrive, and you've gone that house before, and they've had a squabble, a marital dispute, or whatever. And you see the man is there bleeding and dying. So you do nothing. You don't call 911 or do anything. You take out your camera, you take pictures, and you let that person die because you want to have enough evidence to prosecute the person that shot him. You want to solidify your case. And in fact, folks, Keone Vaughn told me that they were building a good case. You don't build a good case. You can't build a good case. You can investigate the elements of an activity, but you can't not build a good case. And I don't mean he was using that loosely. He described it as building or manufacturing, in that sense, a case.
That's sad.
So anyway, Jennifer, what's your website and contact information so people...
Our website, we'd love help, is OahuSPCA.org.
Okay, and the phone number for, because some people don't have the website or email.
Actually, they can contact 226-4561.
226-4561.
One, right. And we need foster homes. We need people to adopt, obviously, and definitely help with taking care of the animals on a daily basis. So
and
people can do just one day a week or what have you, that would be fabulous.
And you'll take cat food, dog food, bird food?
Litter, all of that would be much appreciated. Laundry detergent would go through blankets and towels that the dogs lay on all the time. So everything is greatly appreciated. Of course, monetary donations to help with our veterinarian bills as well.
So, folks, while you're out there, especially in the Kapolei area, it is right there. Go to Costco or Target, anywhere, and get a bag of dog food, cat food, bird food, and give a little to this OSPCA. They are the good ones in this situation. And
Carol, may I make a comment
yes.
regarding euthanasia?
Okay.
Oahu SPCA, we believe in reducing euthanasia. Several people are saying, well, you don't agree with euthanasia. That's not the case. If an animal's suffering, of course we're going to euthanize. We're not going to keep an animal suffering. So reduced euthanasia, the way to accomplish that is by mass sterilization, educating the public, and, treating treatable animals. We have an animal that came in that the Hawaiian Humane Society said was, quote, not adoptable the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it was brought to us instead, and it was starving to death. It's treatable. We can fix that and give it food and get it healthy again, so it can be a healthy dog and happy. It's happy, it wags its tails, and it's fine, but it's interesting how they use the term euthanasia versus how we use the term euthanasia.
Right. Okay. Well,
that's the same position Barney always took with the Hawaii Humane Society. I mean, all they want is the cute, the cuddly, and the beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else to them is represents no value.
Tucks and tails, chocolate fairs, and all of that. And, how can you beat that, right? But, Jennifer, thank you. And
thank you very much.
And I'd also like to say that September 6th, we're having a memorial for Bonnie Payne at the Magic Island, on the other side of the Magic Island, right there at the entrance in the cove there. We ask that you bring flowers, loose flowers or lei, or just bring your good feelings and all. Bunny did quite a bit, contrary to what everybody's wanting to discuss. But so again, it's going to be at 11 o'clock on September 6th at Magic Island. Norman, are you there?
Yes, sir.
And you will be joining us.
Yes, sir.
And please, if you would, pass the word, and you can call me or at 782-6627, or you can look at the email or send an email at carol@carolcox.com.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else?
No. I think we hit it on the head.
Okay, well, you hang tight and keep a clear thought. We're going to be supporting you, my friend. This is wrong. And
like you said, you got my back and Mike got my front.
Okay. Well, we'll see if that, hopefully that the city prosecutor is listening and I hope that Ms. Burns, Pam Burns, director or CEO of the Humane Society, would call in. You're always welcome, Pam, to call in, or you can reach me at 782-6627, as I did call you directly and ask you to come, but you sent Keone for an interview. But my microphone is always open to give you equal time, but I would caution you that I would be asking you some very serious questions as how you can get away with even inferring, regardless if someone asked the question, just to infer that this man was a murderer. or that he was abuser. That's recklessness, in my opinion, to simply reprint something like that, even if it was a question. You have a responsibility, a moral responsibility, not to slander with innuendo or under the pretenses that it was a question. So, Norman, thank you. And
hey, see you again.
All righty, my friend.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All righty. But, Mike, where do we go from here? You sent a letter to the Mr. Wayne Pacelli, the president CEO of the Humane Society of the United States.
Yes, we did, because we're kind of concerned with the deceit. Was this planned from the get-go? I mean, were they just doing the Humane Society of Hawaii's bidding? Although, you know, it seems like one of his deputies didn't even think anything was wrong.
Right.
You know, so we like to clear it up because, you know, it just creates a better atmosphere. You know, this is about the animals. This is not about politics. But somehow, you know, there's a lot of fear when it comes to dropping off animals at a particular place.
Yeah. Well, if I could describe it and give a physical image of the amount of fear that's out there amongst the people that, the caretakers of cats, people that handle dogs, people that just own animals, at any moment, the Hawaiian Humane Society can come in and wreck your life by filing charges against you, and you're left holding the bag. And then it reminds me of this Mr. Jim Montgomery, where documenting what they did out in Kahalu site, they went in the property and told them one thing and came back, and I have the documents where they manufactured evidence there. It repeats itself. So this is a city contractor, and we really don't have any oversight. So I'm going to be asking the city council to form a committee or have a hearing to make an assessment, because why would we allow an agency such as the Hawaiian Humane Society to exist and get contracts when they lend themselves to manufacturing evidence, surreptitiously recording citizens, violating the rights, entering the properties without telling them and representing it something else as if they're making a training video. And that's not just my words. Mr. Payne states that, and yet we see this video on the Humane Society of the United States website. And also, there are pictures of a dog and a cat that was taken by the Humane Society of the United States, posted on the Hawaiian Humane Society website. So they often say, we don't have any comments. I spoke with Keone Vaughn, and for the entire time, it was repeatedly, I can't speak to that. We have an ongoing investigation. We have waiting for the city prosecutor. But yet, they've made major statements on their website and then have posted pictures. You would think they would be silent if it's consistent with, I have no comment.
Well, nobody ever said they were the smartest. I mean, let's look at it this way. They're the law enforcement agency when it comes to animal cruelty. They knew they didn't have any probable cause. They knew they didn't have any complaints. They knew they had nothing to get a search warrant. But when one other sister organization, or in this case, Humane Society of U.S., was invited in, they deputized these people and sent them in to fabricate a case. And one of the fabrications is, let's neglect the animals for 4 or 5 days, so that way the kennel doesn't look as pristine as it would look on the first day when we actually showed up. They didn't bring the cameras on the first day, they brought them on the fifth day.
Right.
And like the lady said from OSPCA, you know, you got to clean a kennel every day.
Right.
So they just basically staged this so that they would have material.
Right. Well, I know what time it takes to do an affidavit. I know what time it takes to write one up. So imagine they were busy writing affidavits and logging and cataloging the video and the photographs while everyone else is out there working to house the animals. So they really weren't involved in rescuing. You
no, see? It was a photo opportunity. I don't think they really were interested in the rescue.
So anyway, Mike, thank you. And if you any of you have any questions or information you'd like to share on this matter, please feel free to call Mr. Michael Ostendorf, Orson Dorf, Dorp at 531-5655. Again, 531-5655. We welcome any information you might have or any light you can share with us on this or have a similar story. All righty. Well, thank you, and I'll see you next week. This is the Carol Cox Show, and Carol at carolcox.com is the email. Aloha.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.